A group of over 90 residents along Mitkoff Highway in Petersburg have spent the better part of 2 years urging the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office not to log the steep slopes above their homes. The property owners are concerned over landslide dangers as well as damage to water sources and the aesthetics of the hillsides, which serve as part of the backdrop for the community. Instead, the homeowners group eventually got the TLO to consider an exchange of its 2,100 acres for equivalent Forest Service land away from populated areas. That idea has gained momentum since late this summer when Harry Noah became executive director of the land office. Noah says his agency is now looking at a broader, more regional exchange.
We have lands scattered throughout Southeast that really have some of the same problems that we have there in Petersburg in terms of the backdrop to the community and that type of thing. So we've gone through and identified these lands and have started to put together a package that we would like to offer to the Forest Service for a potential exchange.
That includes roughly 20,000 acres of trust parcels in communities throughout the region, including Skagway, Sitka, Douglas Island, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. The idea is somewhat similar to an earlier trust program that resulted in the Forest Service purchase of the popular recreation lands on Petersburg Creek, as well as trust lands on Sitka's backdrop of Mount Verstovia in the late 90s. The difference is that this would be an exchange for other Forest Service land, which could provide value to the trust in the long term, the very long term. Noah says the TLO is interested in trading for land on central Prince of Wales with older second growth timber that the trust could eventually log.
The trust is going to be here a long time. It's a perpetual trust. And I think being in the timber business for the long term is a good idea. But we basically need to look at it like agricultural crops, just one crop after another. Now, they may be 50 years apart, you know, when you harvest, but that's how the trust, I would hope the trust would look at this, that it's a long-term investment, that it would be something that we would manage pretty intensively, and that we take crop after crop off of it.
Noah has not set a specific timeline for the trust, but he wants to see some progress by June, and that could mean some consensus among other stakeholders, like industry representatives, environmental groups, and local communities.
If we can have everybody, as I would say, all in the same boat, sort of pulling in the same direction, then we would see that as progress. If we've got people that are just dug in their heels and say, no way can this work, then, it would make it more difficult to realize, getting to the end, I think.
Noah says the Trust and the Forest Service have not yet nailed down the specific Tongass lands that would be involved in the exchange. Last month in Ketchikan, Noah met with the Tongass supervisor, Forrest Cole, who supports the idea of putting the Trust lands into public ownership.
Well, I think for my interest, the backdrop of several communities in Southeast, if they can be in public hands and have a lighter development than what some of the past practices have been, that's good for the communities in my mind.
In order to support mental health services in Alaska, the trust is mandated to make money off its property, while the Forest Service is required to manage its lands for multiple uses. Also, trust lands, like private lands, are covered under the State Forest Practices Act, which is far less stringent than the environmental rules for the management of federal lands. Cole thinks the trust could be well suited to test the feasibility of logging second growth timber.
In terms of mental health acquiring young growth, and being able to work under a different set of regulations than us, I think mental health has the potential of testing whether or not second growth or young growth is going to fit in the marketplace sooner than what the Forest Service could.
And Cole says this could help facilitate a transition from old growth timber management to young growth, which he says is going to be the future for the Tongass. Timber industry representatives and the Forest Service have been discussing a shift to logging second growth. Alaska Forest Association Director Owen Graham likes the idea of this broad exchange with the trust, but he's concerned the supply of trust timber doesn't dry up while the exchange is being negotiated.
There's at any one time 50 to 100 jobs that are dependent upon harvesting timber that the Mental Health Trust owns, and we'd like to see them continue that rather than have a lull, when we lose a bunch of jobs and then try to restore them later. We'd like to to see them do some small exchanges, or at least, you know, one or more small exchanges now to keep those people working while they work on this bigger exchange later on.
The concept of a land trade may also win support from the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. However, Executive Director Russell Heath says SEAC would need to evaluate it for three key criteria.
One, of course, is that conservation values are not harmed. It's an equal exchange. But he's not going from low-quality habitat to good-quality habitat, high-quality habitat. Second, of course, we don't want to move a problem that's in one person's backyard or one community's backyard to another community's backyard. So we want to be certain that, wherever the land trade happens, the folks in the area are comfortable or accepting of that trade. And third, of course, we want the public to come out at least even, if not ahead. And so we'll look very closely at the values, the different values of the land that he's giving up and the lands that mental health would be accepting.
Such an exchange would also require financial appraisals of the land as well as public review under the National Environmental Policy Act. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski have both expressed support for the concept of such an exchange. The issue is also part of the agenda for the Tongass Futures Roundtable, a group of forest stakeholders which is meeting this week in Seattle. As one of the original founders of the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association in Petersburg, Ed Wood says the situation looks hopeful.
We homeowners are very appreciative of the efforts of Harry Noah and Forrest Cole in moving this land exchange forward. Actually, the subject originated in January 2006 with the TLO's former senior resource manager, Doug Campbell. He suggested the homeowners meet with the Forest Service. We saw his idea as a viable option for the Mental Health Trust to monetize this asset and remove any liabilities while at the same time ensuring the hillside would not be further destabilized by logging. Now, after 2 years, we believe it is the only viable solution, and with the political support of Senator Murkowski and Governor Palin, we're hopeful for its success.
A Forest Service land trade can typically take 2 years or more to complete and could be done administratively or through congressional action. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.